Welcome to Shulman Shov on the Daf Shir, sponsor Lui Nishmas Haim B'Yakov Sholom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding above the Kamo Daf Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis says, even though our Mishnah says Arba Ovos Tzikin, but Rishaya says that there is 13 Ovos Tzikin. And then the Gemara goes on and says, the Rav Chiya says, there's 24 Ovos Tzikin, and the Gemara goes through the lists of all the different Ovos Tzikin and all their possibilities. Now in this short machshava, we'll take a little bit of a deep dive to taste some of the inyanim amukim that are merumas over here, even if we will not understand them fully. So we'll start first with the hakdama, with a klal gadol to know always, learning divrei chazal, divrei Torah, that whenever we're dealing with numbers, with groups of things that sum up to a number, there's always something behind. There's always a depth to explain what does these numbers mean. And in our case over here, our Gemara is telling us that there is three ways to look at Ovos Tzikin. There's either four Ovos Tzikin, or 13, or 24. What do these numbers correspond to? Is it stam a random number of 4, 13, and 24? So the Vilna Gaon and the Biurei HaGadlus and Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, he says one line, a remez be'alma, we'll try to understand a little bit of it. And there he speaks by Arichus Gedoyla to tell us that the Ovos Tzikin is Zelu Mazeh, connected to the Ovos Tzikin, you have the good, the Gdusho, which stands on the other side. As we spoke about in Daf Beis, the Ovos Tzikin represent the bad and the evil in the world. And Zelu Mazeh Soelokim, the bad stands against Gdusho. So when we're talking about the Gilui of Nezikin, the opposite of it, the flip side of it, is the Gilui of Kedusha. The ultimate Kedusha, Gilui of the world, comes through the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the source of Kedusha to the world. And the main Gilui Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the name of Hashem is built from four letters, Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. So connected to that, we have Arba Ovos Tzikin, the four bad, major evils, connected to the source of the four Gdushas that come to the world. The next stage of Gilui Gdusha is how you utilize or how you reveal the name of Hashem. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei can be written in 12 different refining, 12 different ways you can spell the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. You could spell Yud, then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. You could spell the Yud and a Hey, and then a Hey and a Vav. And so on and so forth. You can play around with the order of the letters. And the total amount of these combinations, which is called Tzirufim, is 12. Some of us are familiar with it, because in many Sidurim, these 12 Tzirufei Havayo are printed in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. In the regular Rosh Chodesh Musaf, on the Bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael of Rosh Chodashim, it's brought down the bottom of the Siddur, that the Bnei Yisachar says that every month corresponds to one of the Tzirufei Havayo. And if you have Kavanah, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodashim, you have in mind the Yud Kei Vav Kei, how the Yud Kei Vav Kei is spelled is based on the combination of that month. This idea of 12 and the 12 options that we have is spelled out in Sefer Yetzirah. And it comes out that the way it reveals in the world the 12 option is called the 12 Gvulei Alachsoin. What does it mean? As the Maharal explains, as the Vilna Gaon and his Pirush Sefer Yetzirah explain, the way it works is like this. Every item in the world has six sides to it. If you take a room, you have up, down, right, left, front, back. These are the six sides. That's the cube. The corners of the cube, where each side connects to each other, the number of corners that we have, the number of angles, the number of places where they meet, is 12. And this corresponds to all the 12s in the world, the 12 months of the year, the 12 tzirufim havayo, the 12 shvatim, etc., etc. But always when you have a revelation of 12, you have a one that combines them together, which is called the number 13. In the cube is the actual cube. Right? You have 12 gvulei alachsoin, but it puts them all together in one, is considered to be the number 13. The mazalos have something called tli that connects all the mazalos together. And the Sfarim bring that the months of the year, there's 12 months, but there's a 13th month, which is other base, and that connects and elevates the world, the months, to connect to the sun. So that's why it's something which is connecting all the 12 months together. And similarly, when we speak about the Shvatim, you have Yaakov Avinu that combines them together. That's the Maharal says that the word Echod is Aleph connected Yaakov, Ches connected the 8 Shvatim of the Bnei HaYimoyes, and 4 connected Bnei HaShvachos. So you have 12, you have the one that combines them together. So we're speaking about this concept of the 12 Tzirufei Havayo. It's called 13, which is the combination of all. The 12 plus the one that combines them. Zog de Vilna Goyen. That's why, according to Avishayo, there's 13 of us to Zikin. His shita is, you look at the Tzirufei Havayo and the combination, that all comes to be 13. And that's why, connected that, you have 13 of us to Zikin. Then there's another Gilu. The Gilu is the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which that's the way we pronounce the name of Hashem. The way to write Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, there's 24 Tzirufim. You have 4 letters, you can write it 24 different ways. That's called Chavdalet Tzirufei Adnus. Connected that, we have the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh. Chavdalet Sfarim. It's called Chavdal Kishuti Kalo. All corresponds to that. So Zog the Arizal here. Here the Goyen doesn't say it so clearly, but the Arizal says it in Likutei HaShas on this Masechta, Masechta Baba Kamo. He says, Chavdal Ovis Nezikin, it's Keneged Chavdalet Tzirufim of Adnos. So to summarize, you have Arba Ovis Nezikin, Yud Gimel Ovis Nezikin, Chavdal Ovis Nezikin. The Arba is Keneged the 4 letters of Shem Havayu. The Yud Gimel, the 13, is Keneged the Tzirufim of Shem Havayu with the Echad HaKoylom. And the Chavdal Adovois is connected to 24 Tzirufim of Adnus, Chavdal Kishuti Kalo. And obviously, to understand this fully and why this is divided in this way, this is something which is a Torah Shlema and needs Iyun Gadol. But at least we get a taste that these numbers are not just random numbers, but they correspond to things which are Be'etzim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.